it sounds to me like Donna has got her plate full. I think Chad said something last night about her leading the handbells. That is an endeavor by itself, and now she's doing this other stuff. You know, before I retired years ago, I used to think it was funny when Ray Allison would say he didn't know how he had time to go to work. Well, I know how that feels now. And I still wonder, you know, how did I get anything done working all the time? And, well, I've slowed down a little bit. I can still do what I used to be able to do, and it may take me a little bit longer to do it now, but I'm still able, and I'm thankful for that. Of course, there's a lot of things I'm thankful for. And you are correct, you know, if, like I told Miss Lorena, you know, if everybody had the attitude that she's got, you know, that you wouldn't see anybody with a frown on their face.
Agree there. I have not met Lorena, but I've heard her, in, especially in CUSO with you. And I got to say, I understand why she picked you out of the bunch. You are a gentleman. So says my wife. She was bragging on you. You remember me talking to you about this. She heard you for the first time on the radio, and she says, now there is a gentleman. And that'll make you stand up straight. Yes, sir, it will. But she's absolutely right. I don't think she was off the mark, not one bit. And Lorena and you have something going along. I think it's after you started calling her giggles. Yeah. So that's all good. It's all very good. And that's the kind of thing we need to share among one another. A little elbow once in a while. Kind of keeps things interesting, maybe. But the formality has its place. It most certainly does. Especially when one is passing traffic, for instance. But especially this time of year, I'll get back to that again. Sharing the cheer and joy of the holiday, it's requisite for being a level-headed human being, I think. I know there's not a lot of us left, but I know you're one, and I'm one, and I know a lot of them are listening right now, level-headed human beings who have goodwill and all the best for their fellow human beings. So with that, and I hope that's as upbeat as anyone needs, everyone look out for the weather. You've been hearing about it for days, and we're just going to have to wade our way through it. And if you get you down in a little bit, take a look at what other people have already endured with this. I think, not for sure, but I was watching the Weather Channel this afternoon, and they mentioned South Dakota, and of course we think of Steve when we hear South Dakota mentioned, and it was 40 below zero. That was the report of the thermometer reading. Oh my, I've never seen anything like that. I've seen 30 below, but I don't know what's the difference. What is the difference, DeGary, between 30 and 40 below?
Well, frostbite a whole lot quicker at 40 below than you do 30. I tell you, I've been out there in 30 below. I've not been in 40 below. But it's when it gets down that far, you know, I'm not going out if I can help it, because that's just too cold. Steve was talking last night to Chad, and it was 9 below up there last night. And he said it didn't get above zero yesterday, and so I don't know if it made it to zero today or not, if it was 40 below. But my hat's off to those folks that endure those kind of temperatures. You know, they still get out and go and do, and, you know, that doesn't seem to slow them down a whole lot. But I guess once you get acclimated, if you can get acclimated to such as that, it wouldn't be too bad, but I don't think I want to try to do that, Larry.
And I do recall now that you say it, that they were giving various temperatures in the northern tier of states, and they were temperatures outside of my experience. But when they'd say, oh, for instance, 40 below, I think I recall that it's 8 minutes before you endure frostbite. 8 minutes, that's about as far as you can make it. Well, and then maybe 30 below was 15 minutes. Well, that should be caution for anybody, because what can you do and where can you go in 15 or even 8 minutes, you know? So stay put, maybe, if you're not going to just freeze to death sitting there. If you got any shelter at all, stay put. Also, there's so many having such trouble. Let's keep them in mind. Keep them in prayer. And with that, I hope there's someone waiting behind me here to continue this good conversation this evening. I always enjoy it. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight, Gary. You always do such a stellar job. Thank you so much. So, everyone get a good night's rest, and hope everybody by this point has had Christmas dinner on their mind and got everything in the house ready to prepare it, perhaps on Saturday or maybe Friday. Good night to all. 7-3.
I'll tell you this before you go. There was a young lady. I say young lady. She was not in her teens or 20s or 30s or 40s, but she was a young lady. Got in line, or she was behind me in line at the butcher shop, and she walks up to the counter and tells the guy that she wanted 8 pounds of hamburger. And he said, 8 pounds. He said, I thought you said a pound. He said, normally you come in and get a pound or two. He said, but you've never gotten 8 pounds of hamburger before. She said, well, my grandsons are coming this weekend, and if it snows or something like that, I want them to have something to eat. I thought that was absolutely splendid. But, you know, she was upbeat about it. And I'm with you. I want everybody to take care. And if they need anything, let somebody know. Don't be over there out of fuel or, getting colder by the minute. Let somebody know, and we'll get some kind of heat over there to you some way or another. But Larry, you and Miss Donna have a great evening, what's left of it. Tell Miss Donna to not put so much on her plate so she can get everything done in the 12 days of Christmas. And tell her I said that jokingly. And Miss Lorena, when she used to check in, her and Rick or Michelle or one of the two or both of them would get her tickled. And she, before she got through the three call signs, she would be giggling. And I started calling her giggles from that. But she is a very sweet young lady. And Rick is just a super fine gentleman. And I don't remember meeting Michelle, but I've met Lorena and Rick, and they are just super fine, fine folks. But Larry, you and Miss Donna take care. Y'all have a great evening. Stay warm, stay dry, and Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you again before then there, my friend. 73. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS, good evening, Gary. Hope you're doing well. Please check in. K4BAN, Alex in Clemson. Negative, negative.
I say good evening to K4BAN, Mr. Alex, down there in Clemson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Alex. Just for your information, you made number 75 on my log tonight so far. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Hope you have a great evening, what's left of it, and a wonderful day tomorrow, and a Merry Christmas. 73 there, young man. Next up on the rag chew list is WX4DAT, Mr. Danny, up there in Gastonia, North Carolina. Danny, what have you been up to today there, young man?
Really to talk about I'm wondering why I retired from the military. I can tell you that. I had 21 years retired past September. And now I'm looking for a job. And I've been trying to do that stuff all week. Get to play with computers and try to get on a site that half works. And then it sends you to another site that half works. So, yeah, what my last 2 days have been about. Other than that, I don't know, still upright. Still trying to be a happy camper. Let me let it drop. I just want to get on here. I don't normally get on here and make comments or anything, but I want to wish each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And enjoy your families, keep close, and stay warm. It's going to be a cold one. But speaking of cold, I heard one gentleman talking about what's the difference between 40 below, 30 below, or 20 below. There ain't no difference, it's just cold. It's like being in a desert. When it gets above 100, anything above 100 is just hot. But anyways, I lived in Michigan for a couple of years, and I think I got to see it get around 28 degrees below zero. Let it drop. I thought it was springtime when it got above zero. When it got 2 digits above zero, I already had rolling down my windows in the car. I didn't know what to think about it. But that's good training for the body, because when it gets cold down here, it don't really bother me. Just like being in the desert. Yeah, you can't get used to that. But it is what it is. But anyways, a few things there. Over.
Well, Danny, when it gets cold, it gets... I was in the Navy, and I don't care nothing about the beaches or the desert, either one, because there's a lot of sand. And as far as the hot goes, I can take the heat a little bit better than I can take the cold. When I get cold, I get chilled to the bone, and it takes me forever to get warm. But if I stay hydrated when it's hot, that up to a point. I've worked up in, in the attic and that sort of thing, about 130 degrees, and that's miserable, and you're soaking wet. But it is what it is. We deal with it when we have to. But I did not make a career out of the military. I should have. I've got two brother-in-laws that did, and then I have some other friends that have made a career out of the military as well, and that's not a bad life. Being time to retire and retiring, once you get out and you get into the civilian workforce, I tell you what, there's a big difference. Yeah, from either telling somebody what to do all day long or being told what to do all day long to somebody looking over your shoulder 24 hours a day. That's the way they made me feel in civilian life when I got out of the military. Once I got my job done, boss man let me do what I pretty well wanted to. So it went pretty well as far as that goes. But I wish you well on your job hunt, and I appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit. Y'all still having that 440 net on Wednesday evenings?
They do. Right now they're doing them Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but I think they're going to take it down to one a week, which is going to be Wednesday. You'll probably be... checking in with some different net controller there. I got some time on my hands now, so let's just keep it at that. But anyways, you're more welcome to check in regardless. I mean, it's, you know, you got some good people there, maybe some not so, but it's a good net, and I'm going to miss it because I've been calling the net for almost a year and a half, something like that, or a couple nets, and going to miss it. I sure do love that, but it is what it is. But anyways, once again, Christmas is upon us, and I want everybody to enjoy it, and I want to thank all the military folks that's on here listening. Thank you for what you've done when you were in, and still in, because, you know, somebody had to do it. But that's about all I got. I don't want to, you know, talk too much. Everybody start leaving and everything. I'm pretty sure some folks will put some more comments. This is WX4DHD, back to you, Ned.
Thank you for your service there, young man. It was an honor to serve, as far as I'm concerned. And if they call me up tonight or in the morning and said, hey, we need you to come back, I'd go. I probably couldn't, they probably won't do that, but if they should, you know, if they need me, I've done it once, I'll do it again. It's a beautiful country we live in, and the folks that have never been out of the country don't know what they've got here at home. But once you get out of the country and go other places, you realize real quickly, you know, why all these people are trying to get in. But anyway, you take care up there in Gastonia, and maybe I'll get in there with you Wednesday night on the 40 net. I can't remember the guy's call now, but he couldn't believe I was in easily checking in on 440 up there in Gastonia. So, y'all take care. Have a great evening, what's left of it, and a Merry Christmas there, Danny. Appreciate you being with us. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Anyone for comments? Is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. About going to wrap it up this evening. I'll submit my net report electronically, and then we'll close the net out. And folks, had a grand total of 75 tonight. A good number. Good net. Appreciate all you fine folks that checked in with me tonight. Y'all come back tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling, to the best of my knowledge. Give him a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS clear.
KI4DOS, KD2WZC.
1KI4DOS, go ahead.
This is Gary from Jersey. I appreciate this. This is probably the biggest net I've ever sat through. A local club, if we ever get 25 people on there on a 2-meter, it's a big night. But that club was started in 1916, so it's ancient. But we're closer to a city, so I appreciate everything I've been hearing from everybody on here tonight. So thank you, 73s. KD2WZC, out. Thank you.
Well, y'all have we run normally about in the 60 to 70 check-ins a night range. I can't remember when this net actually started. We have a history. I don't know if it's on our webpage or not. BRARS.CC. I don't know if they've still got the history of the repeater and the net on there or not, but they did have it one time. But it's been a long-running net. I've been calling this net on Wednesday nights, about 14 years. I had a real close friend of mine ask me. He was calling the net at that time, and he said, you want to call the net on Wednesday? I said, I'll try it. And He said, okay, and he turned everything over to me, and I've been calling it ever since.
Yeah, well, I've been doing R2 meter nets in my car with an HT with an antenna on the roof, freezing my butt off in the winter before I realized, oh, there's something called EchoLink, and I can sit in the warmth. So even on ours, we get people from Guam and other places joining in. So, yeah, I've been to a few places, so I can appreciate what other people are going through. We're expecting not to be hit with it bad because we're on this little borderline where it's going to go up to 53, and then that night it's going down to 14, and then it'll be below freezing for days. So hopefully we will not have rain and ice and rain and ice again. So we get lucky, hopefully. I won't have 2 feet of snow this week. And again, we're right outside Philadelphia, so appreciate everything I've heard from you guys. Take care, 73, KD2, WZC.
Well, it's, you know, up there, people are a little more accustomed to ice and snow than they are down here. But anytime they have ice or snow in the forecast down here, everybody goes to the grocery store and gets a loaf of bread and a gallon of milk. Why they do that, I don't know. Because the stuff that we get down here only lasts 2 or 3 days, and then you can get back out and then go and do. So, but appreciate you coming in there and hollering at me after the net. Yeah, EchoLink is a wonderful thing. I had a gentleman from Whanuapai, New Zealand, checked in with me one night on this net. And I think he said it was early in the mornings over there. And he talked with us just a little bit. But you get wonderful people coming in from all over the world on the EchoLink. I think that's a good thing and a good addition to our hobby as ham radio operators. You take care. Have a Merry Christmas. We'll say 73 to you for now. Enjoyed it and look forward to doing it again sometime soon, Gary. KD2 WZC, Kilo India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra.